der Leib ist nicht mehr zu sein Paua. Und der Rambam ist heilig. So denn der Reib ist es auch noch davon, Jofeir, Rabbi Yisuf. Schafel hoyo, Stachiv schalem, Schashtar oire bachoi schalem, Vichismeyen Akku, Eine Gebe im Shibodi, die Lesle Kolle. So da war jetzt, der Ram, der Reib hat die same Gels als der Rambam. Wie Gebe im Nechar, Nat, mit dem Shibodi. Nei, der Rambam, der Reib hat, der Reib hat, schafel sterli, schibachim, In Gili, so is given Mechare, not in Shubodin. So the rest of the color, Hinkach, Efsha, Shenifra, Veloitov. So, one second. So the Raivet agrees with the Rabbeis of the Rambam. That's the Rabbi Migash. Rabbi Yisik Migash. So his shiti is that Ashtar also Baach, Ashtar Alvoy also Baach, is if the Raivet says Poraiti, he's never. We don't say Ishtobi or my boy. But the Rambam Shiti is we do apply the halacha of Ishtobi or my boy. Now, the Raivet and the Rambam happen to agree on the question of Mishibori. Most Rishayim hold the Shtar also Ba'achoy is even given of Chikos Mishibori. So, in the Rabbon, it is a Din Shtar, we are Rabbon. But the Rambam's Gersi is given of Chos Mishibori, not of Chos Mishibori. So he doesn't have a Din Shtar. So the Rebbe says, since he does not have a Din Shtar, because it's only an extraneous Sechoche, some male, he's not going to say Paraiti also. Mashinki the Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam holds that Mishibodi Mashtar also Ba'acholis cannot be gay. But Paraiti, he cannot say. So, if the Rambam Shita had been like the Balamoyer and the Rashbo, that by Shtar of Ksav Yode, that is not given Mechos Mishibodi, so Mimele, even though he's not given Mechos Mishibodi, But one second, please, that he's not given Mechos Mishibodi, but if the Rambam Shita had been like the Shita of the Balamoyer and the Rashbo, but Poraiti is not known to say, because of Shtar of Yode, my boy, so then we could understand. But the Rambam Shite is Ligabi Shtar of Ksav Yodei that just as he cannot be given Hamichos Mishibodim, some Mele, which is no one to say Paraiti. So why by Shtar also Ba'achoy sees Mechal? According to the Raivet, you understand? Because the Raivet Shite is Achoy Shomara Nafshaye gives it. Ichalishem Ichochetz Dodis. Not Shtar. Even the Rabboni doesn't have a Chalishem Shtar. It's just a Rai Ichochetz Dodis. So Mele, since it's Ichochetz Dodis, it can be given from Chosm Lecherim, and it cannot be given from Chosm Shabodim, and the Lei, there is no one to say Paraiti. He cannot apply the Rai of Tobi of my boy, because that's Ishtar is the Karai. And Acholis is not Ishtar. It's Emes, but not Ishtar. So it's a alpeh dikarai, it's not ishtar's dikarai.
What about ashtar?
One second, please don't interrupt me. So we understand, we can understand the shitas arrived, because shitas arrived is that achoyes is a chochetz dodis. Some mele, it's a chochetz, it's a good chochetz. He can be given from Chosim Lecherim, but he is not known to say Paraiti. We don't apply the aloche of Torah of my boy, and he cannot be given from Chosim Shabodim. But the Rambam Shiti is Ligabi Chosim Shabodim, that he agrees with the Raivet, that he cannot be given Chosim Shabodim. So it's not a real Shta. So it is just a Chochez Doris. So why do we apply the aloche of Torah of my boy? So apparently the Shittas Rambam is that Takonis Chachomim was that Achoyis La'arama Afshaye has a Chaleish Shem Shtaraye, but he does not have a Chaleish Shem Shtarkini. Shtaraye, so the Chachomim were Misaki, since Achoyis La'arama Afshaye, so it's the same Shtaraye as the Shtar that was signed by Edim Kshir in Yisrael. In Rabbah. Masha'im came, Ligabi, gave a Chosin Shabodim, it has to be Ishtar Kinyan. So, החויס ומעל אפשר בשתקי הניטיסט. So true, the Shittes HaRambam is, Ksav Yodei, he's not on to say polite. Because Ksav Yodei does not even have a Chalishem Shtarai either. In order to be a Shtarai, it has to be, Kosev, Bisev, Avachasem, there's the Pasuk in Yomi. Ksav Yodei is Idos Baldin, it's not any. So it's not Ishtakinyan, it's not Ishtarai, but by get it's kosher because of the special Zer Sakosov. Because of the special Zer Sakosov of the Kosov. But Chaloshim Shtari doesn't have not Ishtakinyan and not Ishtarai. And since, according to the Rambam, so Shtob Yod my boy is not a Chochetz Dodis that is based upon Minhogim Neodom, but it's Ishtarai. Shtar dikaraye, so Ksav Yodei, there is no shtar. There's no shtar. But Achoye said the Takonis Chachomim was it has a Chaleishem shtar, but not a Chaleishem shtar kinyan, only a Chaleis raye, Chaleishem shtar raye. So mele poraiti is not nemo, because Shtar Yod Mabeye, so the shtar testifies that he wasn't paid. Masha'im came to be given a chos mishabodim, then it has to be a shtakiyan also. It has to be a shtakiyan also. So shtarai is not enough, so it's not given a chos mishabodim. And the rishonim u'ageira is the given a chos mishabodim, so they can also agree that it has to be shtakiyan. But the konos chachomim was that achoye says a chaleishim shtar, not only shtarai, even shtakiyan. I think that will give it. I don't want to start going over the Gemara. The Gemara, that will take us too much time. All right, now. So then, on Sunday, so we start bringing the Rosh Lachshim of Rabbi Yochanan. I would like to start the sugya, the Albeibu, I don't know, of Asei Yivin Zomcha. Whether Albeibu, I don't know. Asei Yivin Zomcha. And some okay. What is that?
What page is it?
Yeah. You're from base. Even Achsumer I get Ushmeisom Kishmeise Vichovim Ma. Even Achsumer I get Umaratisolbo. To Likom Amdenziam, why does Rashi say Meretz Yisrael? Because of the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Chutz Loretz, so then, Rev Yisrael beChutz Loretz, Ishmei Shem Chirichovim. Everybody has non-Jewish names. So it's no Raye. And the Agoyim, I mean, and it's no Choshe. So, but in Eretz Yisrael, so Jews don't have non-Jewish names. So Eidim Achsum Laget Ushmeisim Kishmeisim Kichovim V'yadim Amirid Kichovim Nino Yisrael. We don't know whether they are Jews or not. So Ma Omare Libel Yodeinu El Lukes V'Lus V'Yachshav. In other words, that if there is a Messiah, so then it's kosher if the names are typically non-Jewish names. So with the Misira it's kosher because there's no choshe. But if the names are not like Lucas the Luz, not typically not Jewish, so Mimele, people might think that they are Jews. Mimele, do not also Limismachalai. So even with the Misira it's still possible. We don't have to look at the rules of the Shriha Yisrael the Maske Bishmol Isai. But Shmai Isai Achrine, the Shriha Yisrael the Maske Bishmol Isai. So even if we know that in this particular case, so in this get, so there is, so it's still possible to Rabbon and because of the Gzeh. Rash. Ushmisein Zeh Chavim Eri Adin Kechavim Eri Yisrael. Mai Lachshur Abim Nisira. Leibor Yodeinu Get Sheshmai Yisrael Yechavim Chsum Meim. אלא אחד שיחסומם בי לוקס ולוס ויחשרנו ואיבא מסיע וידאפקה לוקס ולוס שישים מספיק בוקרי ולא עושים מסמך עליי. סודם דגמור עושה זה איש, כי תנבוי מגנס הים, ויעידים חסומים מאוד עליהם, אף על פי ששמסיים, כפי שישכו רחובים שעירים, מפני שרי וישראל שבחוץ לארץ, שמסיים כי שם עשרים רחובים. So we see that Nastan we don't have, even have to be chayshish. Lest it's going, because we assume Jews, they have non-Jewish names, so Jews also have non-Jewish names. So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan said that not only Nastan it's possible, even if the Arab is Sira Yisrael, so then it's kosher, only if it changes Mevokima, otherwise not, but it should be kosher in any event, because we don't have to be chayshish less than our Jews. So the Gemara says now, Hosom Gitore Taime, Nisharev, Yisrael Shebechutz Lorosh, Nisayim Kishmeisin Yochavim. But here, Rish Lakish inquired about Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, by Eretz Yisrael, so then, if it is not as, if the Anoid Messiah, of course it's possible. But even if they are the Messiah, so it's only kosher, if it changes Mevoki. Otherwise, with Rabbanon it's possible. Vike Beamre, ki masnite boimenei, ligabe Eretz Yisrael, u poshit lo im masnite. Osom tamu taime, vaad rash, achot pishesh mosein, ki lochon mshere, vaafel lebe Messiah, vi kolchne Messiah, vaad ikim leo bi Yisrael, ולפי שרי בישראל שבחוץ לאל, ואתם רק לוקס ולוקס לוז דווקא. הוסטם תנתיימה וכי אמרה ביריכם בארץ ישראל, תאירי שמי סיין, כי שם עושה לי כחופים, מי תכנסה פקינם, דיום אלי חופים נראו פסולים, ואפילו במסירה יקרה בלם במס ניסים, והיא כדאם רק המס ניתה בלם עלי, כי תנא בלם ונסיעה מכמסים כמי יחופים מהו, ופשט לרבי יחם מהסנידי וקשיים ורדת ישראל ממנו מפני שרד ישראל שבחוץ לרש מסיים כשם עשרים יוחבים מלטסטס עד מחסום להגעת יש מסיים פירש מי אמונו בישראל ממנו וקושה לרד מיה ואוי בי למסירה לרד לעזרה דלו יתעלים בי יחוב מהם כי ידוע בוועדה של יוחבים דלו ישחיך מיד זה שיחתם יחוב מגיטים אוי דלו נקים יש מסיים גלו יחובים חשינו שמי יחוב ממנו ולמסחה שלך אפילו בידי מסירה לרד מזה ואפילו לרב שמעון במחשר ושמש מבוקים ואוכם שמשים מבוקים ומספקים לו יחובים מהרים מלאב ובשמש מבוקים לאתם לסבוקי דיפשידו יחוב מהרים ובכל דוכתר חי שמעון ונוס לו מסמך לאי ויקומה לבל ידו ולוקס מנוז ויוכשרנו משמדה בשמש מבוקים ונוס לו מסמך לאי כרב שמעון אבל בשמשים מבוקים לאבל יחובים מהרים מלאב ובדו יחוב מהרים חי שמעון ויקפורת מגית מבן מנס הים ויקסור פייזה ודיקטומי שריד ישראל שבחוץ לא יש משמעות ולחובים לא לעכשיו, שלפי שמיז וקרה לו מה קרה לו ועד כאן בביקה של זה וגנס רבי יחנן אפטר עוד הברייסה ספלז את עוד בחוץ לאורץ so what kind of ביקה של זה ויקסור קצתי זה ויקסור ועד לא קצתי שריד ישראל שבחוץ לא יש משמעות ולחובים לא לעכשיו אך מנס הים כוסי not to limit to חוץ לאורץ but is mentioned in Zaraya, since in Midura Sayam, in Chutz Loretz. So Rav Jews have non-Jewish names. So even Eretz Yisrael, it's not a way to say that. Eretz Yisrael, it's not so universal. But, so, the Chutz Loretz is mentioned in Zaraya. That's what I'm action for. Because all by the way, the Lord, 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 אלם איזה טעם לדעת עד ידוי שימאס כי ישראל בשם יצא כחובים שער בחוץ לאורץ חובם כשם יצא כחובים לדעת עד ישראל נאמר ללחוש שם יצא כחובים דרגיל הצלחתם יצא כחובים בגיטים ומשם התאפתם בבורים מחוץ לאורץ כמה אכשרי כן יראה עד דמישתי הואים יתן לגבר אישתי ושטר שיחר זה לעבדי עם רוצה לעזה בשני ימי ארזה דיבר רבים why? Because the Meir Shita is that Shtar Shichu is not his chus. It's not his chus. His Meir is in Chavim Lodom Arabi Fonov. V'chachom Meimim B'gitim Roshim, so that's a chayib. Aval Lo B'Shichu Avodim, because Shichu Avodim is his chus. So Meir Zohar Lodom Shari Fonov, if Shichu Zohar Lodom Shari Fonov, ואם חובר נעלה לו בפנות, so why is גירשן איכב אינשיכו לסחוץ? So the Rabbon say, שאם יוצא של אינלוזנס אבדי רשוי, ושאין לוזנס אישתי אין רשוי, in other words, a woman, as long as she is married, should she has
protection,
sustenance. Pashinke, if he divorces her, so she does not get support from the husband. She doesn't have to get support from the husband. So Mashinke in an Everett, so an Everett doesn't have to support, a woman doesn't have to support the Everett. So maybe what does he lose by being Mishacher? Everything to gain and nothing to lose. But a woman, even if the husband is not such a good husband, but there is a lot she loses. There's a lot she loses in terms of support. There's a lot she loses, so it's always a chel. She gives her illness, other rashes, her sister, and rashes, omalem. So, Rabbeinu said to the Chachamim, this argument applies only to an Eved Kehil, not to an Eved Yisrael. So the Mishnah doesn't mention the whole discussion that took place between Rabbi and Rabbanan, but the price is Mifarash. But the Mishnah only mentions the discussion that took place between Rabbanan and Rabbanan in regard to Eved Kehil. Because according to Rabbanan, even Eved Kehil, so he is his chus. So Rabbi said, how can you say an Eved Kehil is his chus? There is an element of chayv too. Because if he's not Mishacher, he's entitled to Yitzchuma. He can go to the Bisakonis, to Bote Akonis, and then they'll give him Tzchuma, King Kaspe. But once he's Mishacher, he's not entitled to any Tzchuma. So there is an element of Chayv in Shichur also. What we see from this argument by Remeah, that in order to apply the halacha of Zoch Ma'odim Shal Bifanov, it's not enough that predominantly it's Yisrus. Even if predominantly it is Yisrus, but if there is one element of Chayvo, we cannot apply the halacha of Zoch Ma'odim Shal Bifanov. That's the chiddush that we see from this Mishnah. Because right here, Reb Meir is arguing from the point of view, even if we'll assume he's considered to the Rabbanon, that in regard to an Eved Shel Yisrael, so it is Yisrus. But he says, but you have to agree with me, an Eved of a Kehen is not Yisrus. What's the difference between an Eved Kehen and an Eved Yisrael? In one element. In other words, an Eved Yisrael, according to the Rabbanon, so does not involve any element of Chayvo. Mashink in Eved Kehen, so the Rabbanon also have to agree. It's not 100%, it's not all white. There's an element of black too. I mean, he's becoming deprived of the opportunity of to eat tzruma. Please don't interrupt me. But the question is that one element of chayvo so weighty that it can counterbalance all the elements of schus? So Admiral wouldn't say that. But still, Reb Meir argues, why? Because we see from Reb Meir that even if it's something is predominantly schus, but if there is an element of chayvo, we cannot apply the halacha of Zoch Shofar. But then we'll say, maybe that's the shita of Reb Meir, but the Chachomim, achilik, and B'horayel, the Chachomim say, that is considered his schus even by an Eved Shel Kehen. No, but you'll see from the Gemara that the reason is why the Chachomim are chilek on Reb Meir, even in regard to an Eved Shel Kehen, not because one element of chayvo is not weighty enough so that it should be considered chayvo. But the reason is because he says the Odin can deprive him of the Truma anyway by selling him to Yisrael. Why does the Rabbanon have to mention that? Let them not suppose he can't sell. So he can't sell. But let the Rabbanon say, well, that's only a minor thing. It's a minor schus, the fact that he can eat truma. So the Chachamim have to resort to the fact that even this minor element of schus can also be taken away from him. That's, so the halacha is, according to everybody, that even if something is predominant to schus, if there is one single element of chayiv, so it's, we can't apply the halacha of zochar and shofar. But if the single element of chayiv can be, I mean, of the schus that an eved enjoys while he's an eved, and then it be, when he be, when becomes ibn chayim, so it becomes an element of chayiv. If that single element of schus that an eved enjoys while he's an eved can also be taken away from him, so then, so then we say that in view of the fact that predominantly to be an eved is an unfavorable thing, and only one favorable element, if that favorable element too can be taken away, so then it is considered schus. But suppose the favorable element possessed by an eved cannot be taken away, then the Rabbanim would agree with the Rameya that we cannot apply the halacha of Zohar Shafan. I mentioned that in order to understand the thesis. All right.
Thesis?
Yeah, thesis. We didn't go over it yet. So, since Zohar and Shafan of Vichom were all Vichom of, Shem Yes, Asher Elosnes, Ate Rashoi, Vishal Elosnes, Ishtein, Rashoi, Omer and Bar, Peser, Sati, Natrumo, Kishem Shem Peser, Sishtei, Omer and Mipnei Shem Kinyonai, Rashi. Rotsa, Laza, Bishnem, Kinishigira, Yishabaret, יעזב נשליח יוכל עסקי במצורכי תחייבו להם תפעול של כמי וחכם ממנו בגיטין ראשים יוכל עזר אבל לא ידישיכו שזוכר אי וזוכר בנשליח מצורכי שנגיז אשר לא נוסף לרשוי הלקחת משאר חרי לא מפשיט לי מזלס דיבלה וחנמה יבל אלי זיין לי אבל שאי לא נסי שתהם לרשוי הלקחת מכרש לו מפשיט לי מזלס ואני פייסר סבתי בגד זה מן התרומו אומר חייב אלי אומר לי מפני שקיוני האם נפגדית מן התרומו מפני שקיוני דיקיון עד עכשיו וכי משחר לו אף קיוני אלו ומנור מפרש מה היא כלומר לא רוצי את איזס בגדית עם ראשים אבל לא בשביל רבנים בירושל מבוי הגעה עצמך how is it that the Rabbanan lay down as a general rule, without exceptions, that Shichur is always a schus, and Gerish is always a chayv. All right, ordinarily it is like that, but there are certain situations, exceptional situations. For example, Hagatz Mecho, Holavdei Shel Kotzin, Harer Chayv El Eved, sometimes an Eved happens to be an eved of a count, of a prince, count, prince, or multimillionaire, billionaire, I mean,
yes.
So he has all the affluence, and all the comforts, and all the luxuries. Once he's nishtachel, he'll be unemployed,
and he
can't make a living. So, in such a
case,
okay, all right. So why is it considered his truth? There are certain situations, Avdi Shokotzi, where the Eved is able to enjoy in Avdus luxuries. Harei Ucheva Eved, Harei Shehoisa Yishtei Shem Mutishchim, Harei Shusala, Harei Shusala.
What does that mean?
So, suppose the husband is afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy means an infectious disease. That's why Mukishrin. The same thing would apply to someone who has AIDS. I mean, it's like Mukishrin, an infectious disease.
So
in such a case, Gerashin should be considered as a schus. So why do the Rabbon say that Gerashin is always a chayv and Chicho is always a schus? Avocado. Ilo Amechet, there is one expression here in Tesis, in explaining the Yerushalmi that is very strange. So, Elokado. Ilo Amechet, Av עבדי שלו מדייטי, שמו איני מוכו. אילו עמדר איש השלו מדייטו, שמו מגרש עשי, פירוש, על די אחר אוהבת, על די אחר אוהבת נמכר כורחי, ואינו איש המסגרשס, על די אחר בר כוח. נא, so, if Thesis didn't mention the last sentence, ואינו איש המסגרשס, על די אחר בר כוח, all right, so you can understand it. But Thesis mentions, ואינו איש המסגרשס, על די אחר בר כוח, that makes the Thesis that's very strange. And there is Marshall, and I mean, there are all kinds of shots. I think that the Tiras Gittin, but actually the Pnei Yeshua says it, but the Tiras Gittin formulates it in very reasonable terms. The Pnei Yeshua, I mean, is very brief, but it's this, what the Tiras Gittin says is really mentioned by the Pnei Yeshua. He explains it in a very reasonable way. He says, in other words, that's why I made that abdomen, that even if something is predominantly schus, but if there is one element of chavor, we can't apply the aloche of zochel of shodeh. Even though most people probably weigh, you know, the pros and the cons,
right.
But here we cannot, in order to determine it as a schus or as a chavor, we cannot weigh pros against cons, because pros against cons, that's a subjective thing. Everybody has the same idea of weighing pros against cons. Certain people, it's a subjective phenomenon. To certain people, one element has great worth. To certain people, let's say, to have food is more important than anything else. In other words, they don't agree with Patrick Henry's statement, give me freedom or give me death.
Give me liberty.
So, give me liberty or give me death. They don't agree with that. And they think, give me food or give me death, or give me slavery. So now it's a subjective thing. So remember, the halacha is that in order to apply the deen of Zohar Shalifanov, we cannot raise pros against cons. Because that varies from person to person. So in other words, if there is one element of chavor, even though it appears to most people that the pros involved in shichur are so much more weighty than the cons, doesn't matter. But if, and predominantly it is chus, but there is one element of chavor, or in other words, we'll have to formulate it that way, if predominantly slavery is chavor, but there is one element of schus in slavery in being a slave, let's say like being an eved of a kotzin, of a count, of a millionaire, of a billionaire, so he's steeped in luxury and in influence, I mean, so then we say, since predominantly, so it is to be a slave is an unfavorable thing. But there is one good element in it. He has luxuries, he has no titles upon us. So then the cloud is, if that favorable element can also be taken away from him, so then we don't consider the single element of schus that never has. So this is what he says. Ilu hamechet abdishen midaitei, Shemo Nimachu. True. Of course, when somebody is an eventual kotzin, he has an element of schus. Very favorable, it's very convenient, it's very pleasant to be steeped in luxury and in comfort. But even that single element that is favorable, that is good, can also be taken away from him. Does he have a guarantee that he'll always have it? Even without shichur, the organ can arbitrarily decide to sell him to a poor person, and then he will be steeped in poverty. So if on the whole it is unfavorable to be an eved, so that means to be released and become a chayrin on the whole is a wonderful thing, is a source. But there is one element of chayvon being released because of the one element of schus possessed by an eved, namely the efrens. If that single element of schus possessed by the eved can be taken away, so then we don't regard the single element of schus. Now, but that's the first part of the thesis. The Yerishan is Gareshes of the Acher Bal Koch. So Teraskitin explains that that means, what was the Kashet? Harei Shoiso Ishtei Shal Mukishrin.
Right.
Harei Shusulam. Why is Shusulam burnt? So,
in other words,
it's not a pshat. The case is a Rosh and Gittin. So he said that it seems that Yerushalmi did not give an answer on the kasha of Ishti Shomukishri. And what is the answer? The answer is because Tavu Mesaf Tandu Mesaf Amal. What does Tavu Mesaf Tandu Mesaf Amal mean? That marriage on the whole is a source. No matter whether regardless whether the husband is a good husband or he's not a good husband, even if he's a husband that is not nice to her, it's still on the whole. She's not lonely. She's not lonely, she's married. There's the pshat of Tavu Mesaf Tandun Mesaf Amal. Good husband, bad husband, she's not lonely. Tavu Mesaf Tandun Mesaf Amal. It's better to be together in two gufim than one. So, in other words, because of that, it is predominantly a chayv to be divorced. Because then she'll be lonely. But if she's not divorced, even if the husband is sick, he's a mukishrin, she's still married. She doesn't have the loneliness of an unmarried woman. Doesn't have the loneliness of an unmarried woman. So, but if the husband is sick, so there is one unfavorable element possessed by a married woman. He's sick, an infectious disease. So if it had been possible, so this is how the Rosh explained that. In other words, that there is no, that even by Ishtei Shalmukishrin, so it's predominantly a chayv to be divorced, because and predominantly it's good to be married, even married to Mukishan. But Tesfes doesn't say what the Rosh says. So according to the Teras Gittin, according to Tesfes tries to explain the Noishan is Gareshes al the Acher Bal Koch. So in other words, apparently Tesfes Shiti is not like the Rosh. The Rosh Shiti is that Yerushalmi is saying that Gerushin is always a chayv because of Tavu Mesaf Tandun Mesaf Amor. And Tavu Mesaf Tandun Mesaf Amor is mentioned by the Gemara in Yivomez Daf Kuf Yitches. The Gemara is an Abaye. HaMezakeh LeYishtei Get Gemokim Ktot. Gemokim Ktot. In other words, let's say there is constant fighting between the husband and the wife. And then the husband, without the wife knowing, tells a certain person, you be zeichin to get for my wife. So do we say that it's still a chayv, or here we say it's a schus? So the Gemara is patient, and the Gemara says, tavle meisaf tam dum meisaf tam. In other words, it's still a chayv, even the mocking thought. But there is fighting, all right, but then, you know, there is fighting and the mikap and everything. And she's not lonely, but she'll be divorced, there won't be any fighting. But the loneliness will be worse than the fighting. There's the pshat in the Gemara.
She won't be able to work out anymore.
You want to read? Alright, the Gemara Dachkuf on the base. Omar Eir Rabbi El Rode, Hamzaki get the Nishti Dumokin, Ktotemar, Kibin di Islo Ktote, Bade Ischusulo, Oidilmo, Nichad Guf Adif. What do you mean Nichad Guf Adif? In other words, it means the companionship is more important than the fighting. It's more important than the fighting. So then, one second, please don't interrupt me, please. So then, Toshma, the Omar Shloki, Tavu Meisaf Tambunu Meisaf Amor. So according to our Gilse, the Gemara Speshit is not a Abai Belishit, because there are two Abais in the Gemara. One Abai is Boli Mini Ovem Rav Nachman, Amzaki get Lish Di Mokim Yov Mau, Kidi Di Samuel is Husserl, or the Zochlon shall be from her, because after all, he's not the Yom. In other words, she doesn't like the Yom. She doesn't like the Yom. So, maybe, if you could say, today, so, Yom is not me, because of Abishon Shite, that in order to be Miyad, we have to be an extra Madrege, to be Mishchav Nishim Shemayim, and we are not in that Madrege. According to Abishon, but at this moment, more or less, so the usual thing was, that there was Yid. Suppose the Yivone doesn't like him, she dislikes him, she resents him. And the husband who is anticipating death, so is Mizaki again to knock me up. So Kim Di Sandele, in other words, since she dislikes the Yom, Swisslo, the Zochlofanov, or Dilmo, Kim Di Zimnin Di Rachmele, because sometimes, you know, she doesn't like him, but sometimes she does like him. So Mele is a chedolo. Then Chom Leden shall be found. So that's not by Leifshit. That's not by Leifshit. Mashein came to Adra Baye, is a Baye Leifshit. However, it seems that the Ran in Gittin, the Ran on the Reef at the beginning of the 6th, Perek of Iskabel, that he had other girls in the Gemara, and the Ran says, even the Abaye of Hamzakir Yishti Gedri Mokim Ptoto is also a Bayer Lifshite, and it's of it in Krashis. Now Shulchan Aruch mentions to this, Hamzakir Yishti Gedri Mokim Ptoto. But the first one day it is that it's in Get, and the Vyayishen Rund have a Sofit in Krashis. So there's the Ranchit, and the Ran obviously had a different gear saying the Gemara. So here, according to the Gilse by most Rishenim, the Gemara is saying that, as it didn't push it, the Tavu Meisaf Tandu Meisaf Amale implies that no matter how the relationship is not good,
she will remain married.
But, yeah, on the whole, it's better to be married rather than to be divorced. On the whole, with all the disadvantages in the married life, so on the whole, it's a schus to be married, and it's a chayvah to be divorced. So that's why the Rosh says that the Yerushalmi only gives teretz on the kashim regard to Eved Shalkotzi, but in regard to Ishti Shomukishrin, the Yerushalmi doesn't give any teretz. And so what's the teretz? The teretz is moving the love. I mean, is to be understood by itself, because of the same thing that Gemara says, Tavu Meisaf Tandu Meisaf Amor. But Hesves is explaining the Teretz not only in respect to the Kashe in connection with Eved Shalkotzin, but also in connection, the Kashe in connection with Ishti Shomukishri. So what's the Pshat? So apparently, according to Tiras Gittin's Pshat, in Hesves, Teisa Shite is that Mokim Ktoto, that Ishti Shal Mukishrin is not to be equated with Mokim Ktoto. Mokim Ktoto, you know, is fighting. So what? They fight and they can make up. So what? It doesn't mean anything. But Ishti Shal Mukishrin, that means the husband has an infectious disease, so she's exposed to the possibility of becoming sick herself. So then we cannot say, on the whole, it's better to be married than to be divorced. Because will be divorced, she will not be exposed to the possibility of becoming sick. Contagious. It continues this. So we can't apply the aloha of Tavla Meisaf Tandu Misfamer. And that's the point on which Tesis takes issue in the Rosh. So what's it? So in other words, so Ishti Shomu Tishrin, so on the whole, it's unfavorable to be married to such a person. On the whole, it's unfavorable. It's all right to be married to a person who has a contagious disease. But there is one good thing in married life, even if the husband is in Mukeshrim. Support is AIDS. That's something that she enjoys, whether the husband is sick or not sick. She still is guaranteed for support. Some melee is the same thing like Avdi Shalkotzi. It's the same thing like Avdi Shalkotzi. In other words, but conversely. Avdi Shalkotzi, so on the whole, it's better to be an avid. Give me freedom or give me liberty or give me death, from that point of view. So on the whole, it's unfavorable to be an avid. But there is one element, one favorable element possessed by an avid Shalkotzi. In other words, he has luxuries, he has comfort, he has affluence. So then the Yerushalmi says that in view of the fact that so since because it has one good element, Avdi Shalkotzi, so maybe the only reason as to why it's considered is chus, because that one good element can also be taken away from him. So conversely, the Yerushalmi is saying, it's the same wonders, but conversely, by Ishtesh and Mukishrin, so predominantly it's all. She's always exposed to the possibility. The marital relationship involves an exposure to the possibility of becoming sick herself. So predominantly it's all. It's not wonderful if a person is exposed to such a situation. But there is one good element in married life, even if the husband is in Mukishrin, support. Some melee, we have to say, I just want to inject one more point that the Terasgitten Nida de Pnei Yeshua and the Terasgitten that mentions. But there is a shita of the Baloito. Because there is another Yerushalmi. The other Yerushalmi says, how do we say? So how do we say that Gitinoshim is a chayiv? But suppose Hoysotzovachas Lizgarish. Suppose she keeps on going to Rabbanim and she wants to get a get. And then he was Mizaki. So then why should he be considered a slave? She wants to be divorced. This is what she's talking about all the time. So Yerushalmi gives an answer. Doesn't mean anything that she keeps on screaming, I want a divorce, because she could be crazy. So one day she wants to be divorced, the next day she doesn't want a divorce. It doesn't mean anything. That's another Yerushalmi. So even if Tzavachasli is garish, the Yerushalmi says that she even if Tzavachasli is garish, the Yerushalmi says he's still a chayv. Now the Tur mentions in Simen Kuf Mem the shite of the Baal Yitur. I'm just injecting another point in the pshat by the Terasgitten, but the Teras, without that, the Terasgitten is not complete. There's a Mesidus, Terasgitten is a Mesidus. Divrei Baloito Yire Heichedi. Heichedi Omale Srilo O Iskabelo Vi Otsavoy Shemizgar Shemiyad Bekabelose Afilo Leososei Shliach Lekabolo שכוס הפרשים הגנים אומר להסחילו בגד זה ובו לאר זה הרעים יוחד ופי רישו דבריהם קידן דה אומר להסחילו והיא ריצינו בהם מסגרשס ונראה אבל כל זמן שלא עושה שורי זה השליח אין יוחד לסחס לו שחייב לו ואין כן יוחד לאר זה So, the Parita Shita is, suppose in Mizaki he get Lishte, and then, on Sunday he was Mizaki. Then she hears about it. Monday, oh, she's happy. So then, it turns out it's retroactively determined as Isus. That's what the Parita says. And the Torah is Chavik, most Shemachavik. They near a cold man shall also say, is Shliach. In Yochel Yisrus Lo, Shechev Lo, Vim Kein Yochel Lazab. Now, the Bach puts a limitation on the Balita Shiti. So the Bach says, Nira di Balita Miforesh de Odi Amrinam Bir Shalme, da Afilu Tzovachas Lizgarish, Ani Nere Shemach Hosobem, actually. So everybody raises the Kashi against the Balita. It's contrary to Yerushalme. How does the Baal Mitzvah say that even though you cannot mizaki Baal Koch, but if when the woman hears that the husband was mizaki Baal Koch, so then she expressed her approval, so then it's retroactively determined as his rules because she wants it. But the Yerushalmi says the counter, that even if Tzovachas Lizgarish, if she keeps on screaming, she wants to get, still, he cannot be Mizak. So it's beferish negative about it. So the Bach says, the whole day I'm going to be a shant, that you would survive as Liz Garish, and he in the Shemachos Rabo, I'm a lema, she came in Shoma, he's filo, he's a survive as Liz Garish, Chayshino and Shema Achkach, Miyad Chos Rabo, Mikame Shoma as filo, Vichidin, the Bishas Kabores Aged, the Ashliya Chayvulo, in Chovun Leon Shol Yifonos. והוד אלוהי חיישינון בכל שליח קבולה שמחוזר בו מיד וביטלס השליח דין קיין הוי שצריכו לבטל בפני אבל הוכד ולסוס השליח יקלמיך השם מחוזר בו מיד ובהוב עד היחד פי שאח שפרי צבי אין ניגד קיבן שבשס קבולה ביל השליח חוזר בו So in other words, the Bach says that Balito only as reference to a case where she, before the Baal was Mizake, she kept on demanding the husband gave her a get. Then the husband was Mizake her get. So the Yerushalmi says, the get is no get. Why Shema Chosrobo? But that's only if we don't know. She didn't hear about it. But suppose after that she was told, and she expressed her enthusiasm for the get, so then the Yerushalmi doesn't apply. The Yerushalmi applies only to a case where she was screaming for a get, and then the husband of Mizake, and we don't know what her reaction is. So then we say, Shema Chosrobo. But if we know her reaction, and before he was Mizake, she demanded the get, then it's his. Mashein Kein, if the woman just expressed her approval, but it wasn't preceded by a demand for a get, then the Balita will also be made a Yitzchayv. However, the Bes Yosef and the Prishe and the Bishmuel, they are all chelik on the Bach. And they say that according to the Balita, even if the woman wasn't Tzivachas, and so the Balita Shita, even if there was a good relationship, but all of a sudden the husband decided to mizake get, and then when the woman heard, oh, wonderful, I'm very happy, even if there had been a glorious relationship until the Ziku. So according to Balita, the fact that the woman expressed her enthusiasm for the get retroactively determines Geirush and Zizus. Determines Geirush and Zizus. So that's only the Balito puts that limitation. Now, so according to the Bach, so According to the Bach, the Valuit of Shite is that only in the case where she was tzedachas, and then she expressed her approval, then it's determined retroactively as isus. So mele applying the lumdus of the Bach, I want to apply the lumdus of the Bach to the tiras gittens pshat in this thesis. Without that, so the pshat by the tiras gittens is not complete. In other words, here it's conversely. So how can we say? So it's in the day if it's the converse. In the case of Kochin Shalavet, so predominantly it's only to be an avet. Predominantly, even though the master is a count, but to be a slave is its own. It's its own. But there is one single good element. In other words, affluence, convenience, comfort, luxury. So Yerushalmi says, if that single favorable element can also be taken as a name, so then we don't regard the single favorable element in being an event. Lashem came in the converse here, just the reverse. A Misha Shalmukeshrim, and according to Teisves, we don't apply the tarets of Tavle Mesaf Tandum Mesaf Amor. That's the Roshid. So Mele is the reverse. So that means that predominantly it's a tzore to be married to Mishnu. She's exposed to the possibility of becoming infected with Mukishrim, with leprosy. So it's a tzore. So what? So Mele, how can it become? So it should be a source. So what if in Yisham is Galesh El Dach Abal Kol? So I think that we have to inject the lumdus of the Balito. That Yerushalmi's Kashe was not, the Yerushalmi's Kashe was not that Harei Shoh Yisho Ishtei Shoh Mukishrin Harei Yishchusolo. Why is it Yishchusolo? True, it's Yitzorah to be married to Mukishrin. But there is one good element in being married, even to Mikashrin. She has no Dagas Panos support. She has support. She doesn't have to worry about not having Panos. Some Mele, even though predominantly it's Yitzore, but there is one element of favor. She's becoming deprived of Panose. Some Mele is coming deprived of Panose. Some Mele, it should be considered. So becoming deprived of. So how can it, if it's so? Some Mele, she's becoming deprived of Panose. Some Mele, we can't apply the Aloche of Zochan Rodom. But suppose she is married to Mekishrin, and the husband was Mizaki, get to her, and then when she heard, she expressed her approval. So Mele, then it becomes predominantly Yishchus. It becomes predominantly Yishchus, but, so it becomes predominantly Yishchus, because she expressed her approval. So Mele, the question is, so it should be Yishchus. So the Yerushalmi says no, because there is one element of chevor in being divorced, and that element of chevor cannot be taken away, because it's impossible for a woman to be deprived of her support without her accepting the debt. Of course, it can be Migarish Abal Koch, but she has to be present. Suppose she runs away and he is not in a position to give her a get. There is no way how to deprive her of support. She can run away to another city, and then Besdin in this city will force him to support her. So maybe there is one element of chivo in being divorced. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. V'inoyishom izgareshes al diachar bal kocha. In other words, if it had been possible for the husband to deprive her of panose without her being present, so then we would say, since the husband is a Mishnah, and she expressed her enthusiasm for the get, so that means that it becomes predominantly Shus. Once she expressed her enthusiasm for the get, so it's predominantly a source. As a matter of fact, according to that pshat, we don't have to say that tasteless is chilek and rosh, because tasteless does not have to be chilek and rosh. In other words, tavl meisav tandur meisav armor makes a marital relationship better than a single relationship, even in face of a sick husband. All right, he's in fetish, so how about all the people whose husbands have AIDS? They even show it on television and they say they take all the precautionary measures. So, but at least they have the companionship. They're not lonely. So, Mamele, that's the shita of the Rosh. Tasteless could agree with that shita. But the Rosh doesn't apply the Yerushalmi to the case where she expressed her enthusiasm for the Zikwa Aget. Whereas Tasteless applies the Yerushalmi to the case where she said, I'm happy that he was Mizaki get me. So there, in face of Tavla Mesach, Tandur Mesach Amore, but since she said that she prefers the Mesach Amore to the situation of being exposed to the possibility of becoming infected with sickness, Samumele, in that case, it becomes predominantly supposed to be divorced. But there is still one element of chevra in being divorced. Through the Ziko Aget, she has no panose. And if the husband could manipulate to divorce her, shalom b'fanao, so she has an AIDS. What she has to do is to run away from his house, especially if he's sick. So it's even easier to run away from him. He can't chase her, he's a sick man. He's afflicted from his leprosy. It's the easiest thing to run away from such a husband. Some melee, the geirushin, the zikwa aget, involves one detriment. And he could not have imposed upon her that detriment anyway, because he can only be Midarash, he can be Midarash, okay, but she has to be in his house. So, but suppose she runs away from him, she's not near him, he's sick in bed, and she runs around. So, he has no way of divorcing her alcohol. So that means that through the Ziko, she becomes subjected to a detriment of not being a sure support. So Mamela, even though she expressed her enthusiasm for the Ziku, so predominantly it is a schutz, but there is one element of detriment, of chevor in the gerush. So, and that detriment could not be imposed upon her against her will, because even though he can divorce her, but she has to be near him. If she doesn't come over to him, she runs away from his house. So then he has no way of divorcing her and of depriving him of support, her of support. So melee is not his source.
Why do we need the path for in Tysus? If we could just learn Tysus holds that Tysus doesn't agree with the Rosh of that Tavu makes a Tavu makes a Tavu. So it's predominantly for our schools to be Mugareshes.
Yeah.
And that carries to Tysus is that it's a Tachai because of Mazinus.
Okay. All right, fine. I agree. Okay. Okay.
So if Tysus would agree with the Rosh of Tavu makes a Tavu makes a Tavu, then we would need the path.
Only thing is, because the Gemara in Yevames, according to all the Rishonim except the Ran, says that have the Mace of Tandum, Mace of Amale, in case of Ptoto. All right, but you could say that Ptoto is not as bad as Mukesh. Yeah, all right, yeah, okay. I accept it.
Ptoto means what?
What is that?
Ptoto, what is
Ptoto? Ptoto means constant fighting.
Oh.
Let's say he's an abusive husband. That's Ptoto. An abusive husband, that is something you hear every day.
Tysus on the few Gimel, when the Gemara is talking about after the Ker Nicholai,
yeah.
Tysus lays parents, and Tysus didn't ask about after the Ker Nicholai, he says that Rabban also agreed to the Svar of after the Ker Nicholai. It's just that in regard to the Shibo, he's better off being free.
Yeah.
So you see that Tysus over here is dealing with the fact that it's not, even though it's a Chayusha boy, it still is close for him to be free.
The main reason as to why I injected the rumbus of the Bach, because otherwise it would be contrary to all the regime who mention Tavra Mesaf Tandum Mesaf Amare in all situations, except the Code of the Ran's Gears, and the Code of the Ran, it's also a Bible Yifshita, you know. It's a soft.
What I was asking though, on the site that was saying the Klal Mishnah, that every it's a schus, unless it's Tzad Chayv, it's not a schus anymore. But Taisus over here is saying that even though the Rabbanan agreed with Svar Avda with Ker Nichalei, it's still a schus from the God free, because you weighed on the scale.
No, you mean he has to Sakasha? No, that's not Sakasha. Because Avda with Ker Nichalei is not a single element of schus in itself. It might be considered as a single element of schus in the perverted mind of the Eved, who is addicted, you know, to Efkeres.
So Rabban agreed to that form.
What is that?
So Rabban agreed to the form of the Efker Nichol, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Just what? And because he's a Meshuvah, he'd rather be free than have the form of
So only when it's not even in itself a single element of source, Efker Nefalei, only subjectively. Masha'in came to be, to have Parnosse is not subjectively an element of source, but it's objectively an element of source. There's a difference between a single element of source that objectively it's not a single element of source, is the biggest rival to lead Hefka big life. That's the most terrible thing there is. But unfortunately, Avodim are addicted to Efkeres, some more. They enjoy it. So even though they enjoy it, but they are not so servile that that should be more important than freedom. You see, I mean, everybody believes in freedom. I mean, even those people, and sometimes they more believe in freedom than the people who are steeped in immorality. Also believe in freedom, you know. Everybody is fighting for freedom today. Who is not fighting? Fighting for freedom. So in other words, but Hefkeres is not a single element on an idea level. It's not a single element of schutz. It's an element of chayv. It's the most terrible thing when a person likes Hefkeres, immorality, cruelties. But subjectively, it's a pleasant thing. He enjoys a bit. So even though he enjoys it, but he doesn't enjoy the severity that is coupled with it. Mashinkin Panose, on an ideal level, it's a good thing. Some mele, you can't raise the pros and the cons, but here, when the single element of schus is only subjectively an element of schus, but not objectively, not an idea level, then you do weigh the pros and the cons in the subjective mind of the
individual. The way
she was learning in places in the Hapamina, places didn't understand that once at the Tzad Chayim,
you can explain it the way you said, but then we'll have to introduce a big chiddush. The Tavu Mesaf Tandum Mesaf Amale has its limitations, and it seems from all the Rishonim that he doesn't have limitations. Even according to the Gils of the Ran, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions as a shite, so it's Sofik and Gracious, but not B'teras Vada. And here we'd have to say B'teras Vada, not only B'teras Sofik. So that's why I injected the lundes of the Bach, but I'm not sure, maybe the Pshat and Deism is like this. Now the Bais Yosef and the Prishe and the Bishmuel are chilik on the Bach, and they say
in the Baliter.
The Baliter, yeah. In Baliter. And they say that according to Baliter, even if the woman was not Tzavachas, in any case, even if there had been a glorious relationship between the husband and wife, but then the husband, out of the blue sky, decided to exactly get Lishtey, and then when Isha heard, she said, oh, I'm so happy. So then she's in Gracious. But of course, they don't pass in like the Bach. However,
how could that be? That they're happy and everything's good and both parties agree to it.
That's the case. Well, you don't ask cautious animals. That's the way. But it appears from the Bais Yosef, it appears that in a case where she was tzavachas on the contrary, so the Bais Yosef is much more makil than the Bach. It appears from the Bais Yosef that in a case where she was screaming, she wants to get, and then the husband was mizake to get to her, and the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, suppose it's a case when the woman, before the zikah took place, she indicated that she wants to be divorced, and the husband knew about it. Let's say she was tzavachas, and then it was mentioned that she's to the husband that the wife wants to get. It was mentioned. And then the husband was mizake to get to her. And then after that, she expressed her approval. So then the Aruch HaShulchan paskens that it's ischus and she's mugarashis. It's ischus and mugarashis. In other words, according to the Bach, it wouldn't be like that. Because according to the Bach, that's the machlekes between the Tur and the Baliter, and since we do Paschal like the Baliter, so it means that the Hilchase, even in such a case, she's not in Gracious. But according to Bais Yosef, the Machlek is between the two and Baliter is in the case where she expressed her approval, and it wasn't preceded by a demand for a divorce. But in the case where she expressed her approval, and that was preceded by demand for a divorce, and the husband knew that she demanded a divorce, then even the Torah is made that she is Magrashis. Even the Torah is made that. And that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan paskens. There are a few paskim, the Amiru Achishish, for the Shite of the Bach. For the Shite of the Bach. But the most paskim, the Aruch HaShulchan paskens that way. Alright, anyway. Yosef Ravune, the Rav Litzchok Bar Yosef, come with Rav Yirmiyeh.
I want to more?
Well, yeah, the Yosef Rav Yirmiyeh, the Kominami, the Yosef Ravune, the Koma, Shmamino mi the Rabbonon, Hatif is the Baalheif Kon. It's very difficult to know. Shmamino mi the Rabbonon, the Amre Shashliach, it is a star. Litzir Hebe, the Afrogab, the Baal Gohadabe, the Inage, look, the Baal means open here. ואפגב דיבר כמה דבי והנה שלוחי ותפיסה בעלנו הוא בעל כוחו סוי צרייד את הטיפס לבלחי עוד מן השוק שטיפס מטלת בניחסי רובן לצרח שימן שהוא בעל חיף כן ואפילו במוקים שחב לאחר לא שישה לו ואפילו במוקים שחב לאחר ואפילו במוקים שחב לאמר רב יצחק בריס ואפילו במוקים שחב לאחר אמר לי עד הוכה יישא בו רבי אמר אמר לו הודר דקה הוכה אמר רבי יחנן התאיז ברכים כשחב לאחר לא יקונה ואם תינה משנסינו קוראים אתנו כאין הזכותם ואפילו מוקים שחב לאחרים לא ששאלו וכלאים הערבי נשמע ממאי נאמה ואפילו מוקים שחב עתיס הזה בפיסוסי זה יסלו לבי דהב one second please
want to say when you're switching the Rashi and Gemara and say so how are we supposed to know
דהב אלי נאמה בל חייב דירובי אבל נאמה בל חייב דירובי in other words Rashi mentions the case in terms of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. In other words, that Reuven owes money, let's say, owes $1,000 to Shimon, and he owes $1,000 to Levi, and then Yehuda grabbed certain chosi in the worth of $1,000 on behalf of Shimon, but that is to the detriment of Levi. So that means that is affecting Yehuda, who is not the creditor of Reuven, grabbed a thousand chosim from Reuven in order to collect for Levi, so it's effective. It's a big chiddush. Va'afil nishma minei name, da'afil limokim shechavativis azebit v'sosi is Levi, da'afil name balchev de Reuven, v'teif izeh shekidem v'tofas l'tzerach shimen, mafzit es Levi, v'teim name kone, do'masnis name shli azeh teif es levet v'chav lebal, Vim Tim, so he says no. Vim, there is no raya from that Mishnah. So then you explain how is it that the Odin cannot be chayzer. Vim Tim, Mishnah Seinu, Oshmanim, Mastis Nikone, Kein Aschudom, Vein Ze Kishor Teifi, Yisar Baalos, Yishliach Liskes Bey. The Odin appointed him as Yishliach for the Ebed to be Zeyche. For the Ebed, the Shashichu. כי נחייב לשחררי, אם כן לומו יעקב המקבל לסעודים לארזר, קידן דהשת סלגה ביתוך, דוהים אתנו לאף כסחודם. זה דקשיס, דמקשן, I mean, רבונה, he's the מקשן, he said, שמע מנו מדרבונון, הטיפס ברוכי יפקון. So he didn't know that the הלוך in the Mishnah is based upon the teen of 10 כסחודם. So what did he assume? Ravuna assumed that 10 is not Kisri. If 10 is not Kisri, how could we explain the Mishnah? How can we apply the whole concept of Ativis Lebarachim Mokshin Chav Lachim Kon? Okay, let's say the Ativis Lebarachim Mokshin Chav Lachim is Kon. So that's only in the case where the Balchiv himself could grab Balkol Chavarim. The Balchiv himself, in Malveh, has a schuz to grab the Nechosim of the Levi. To collect the payment. The Shaili is somebody who is not a Balchiv. Can he grab on behalf of the Balchiv? So we say, true, Zochan Odin shall be fun of, but not Zochan Odin shall be fun of when it's a Chav Lachir. But the Balchiv himself certainly could grab. But here, could he have it? Grab Ishtar Shecho from the Odin? Could he suppose the Odin? already told the Eidim, the Sefer, to write the Shtashicho, and the Eidim to sign it, and then they gave it back to the Odin. Then the Odin decided, he's not going to Mishachar. And he's holding it in his hand. And then the Eved will come, grab it out from his hand. Put the Mishachar. Of course not.
No?
Of course not! How could he be Mishachar by Kocher of the Odin? Even if the Shtashicho had already been executed completely. But if the Odin decides not to be Mishachar, and then the Eved would grab it out of his hand, you'll not be Mishachar. It's like an Isha grabbing out the get from the husband's hand that was already written, but then the husband decided not to divorce. So here the Eved himself, let's say that the Eved is a Baruch. He's a Baruch. But suppose the Eved himself would grab the Eved, the Shtashicho, from the husband's hand. So it wouldn't be effective. So how can it be more effective when the Shliach grabs it? So Monefshech, if Avune did not know of Tenkisri, so how could he explain the Mishnah? How could he explain the Mishnah? That's one question. Then the second question is, now again, Tenkisri, Afilu in Tefes to Baruch Hif Kone, Haine Mishum Shehu Shliach, Vikin Afilu Bar Koch, Lifishu Chayef, Kiru Tofasu Atzim, אבל כאן אפילו עבד עצמי יוכל להגיד הסעוד מלארס בי אם הוא ימייסים גצ'יך לדעס כן שלא ישתחר בקבול איזו כי נחייב לשחרר אם כי לא מויעקיף המקבל הסעוד אין מלארס איר כיוון דהשת סלבדי תוך דהי נתנו לאף כסחידם ואין מה חייב ונעד הקש ואת כאן דבר בלחייב איזה דבר מה חייב ועוד מלעבד יחושב להיטיפס לבלחייב Vi choshev mishin David leinayach nafshei, because David had been very loyal to the master, some mele tzaniyin of HaKoras Deve. Kamoi, shepiru shamatam likamon al mil sachite, im kein, heich choshev lechav lachir. So what kind of a chav lachir is it? We don't say, here the whole shayla is, whether atifet balchib mokim chav lachir miskone. In other words, if the Leve has two malves, Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi. Then Yehuda grabs $1,000 of his mechosin on behalf of Shimon, and so it's to the detriment of Levi. But suppose Reuven owes $1,000 only to Shimon, and then Yehuda grabs it from Reuven on behalf of Shimon, so then it's certainly effective. That's how it appears. But it's Chavla Achine to Levi. I mean to Reuven. It's Chavla Achine is taking away. The answer is he owes him. So what? We cannot be concerned about the fact it's to his detriment. He owes it. We have to be concerned about the fact to a third party who doesn't owe. So Mele, Yehuda cannot become, Bizeche for Shimon when it is at the expense of a detriment to Levi. But if there is no Levi, just Reuven, so we are not concerned with the fact that it's a detriment to Reuven. Reuven owes him. So, Monefshach, if he owes him the Shecho, so how can we be concerned about the fact that it's to his detriment? The answer is he doesn't owe him. So in other words, they apply the halacha of Tevis the Baruchim Mokich Chav Lachim. See, that's both very strong tashes. V'nirali, now, but Agav Ruch, I just want to point out that here the Gemara is only discussing whether Tevis the Baruchim Mokich Chav Lachim is gone. In other words, if Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, he owes $1,000 to Levi. And Yehuda grabs $1,000 of Mechosin of Reuven on behalf of Shimon. But suppose there is no Levi, then it's certainly effective. So the question is, why should it be effective? After all, he's a stranger. Why can't Reuven say to Yehuda, you can be vigilante, what is it? What about volunteer? It's your business. Do I owe you anything? What are you, Besden? Who can be Tefes? Either Besden can be Tefes. Besden is Besden. Or, of it means you're in Afshin. So the one to whom it is due, he can also be dangerous. Over here. But Yehuda, what is he? He's just a vigilante, a third party, an uninterested party. The halacha is that we don't apply even the halacha of shlichus, because he can say, love about Vorm Vidiat, unless he's a shliach hashoy.
Shliach what?
Shliach hashoy. A shliach hashoy. In other words, if I want to collect a debt, if I want to collect a debt from a certain person that he owes me, I cannot appoint a shliach and tell him, you go and litigate and collect the debt. Because that person can say, love about Vorm Vidiat, I'm not going to litigate with you. I don't owe you anything. There is no halach of shlichus l'onik meisi, unless he appoints him shliach hashoy. Shliach hashoy means he assigns him. That's the power of attorney. So in other words, he assigns him a chilek of the debt, let's say. If the lady owes him $1,000, and he assigns him one-tenth, $100, so then he becomes a baldovo. But without becoming a shutef in the debt, so then he cannot be litigate with him. So how could he be tefis, even if it's not chavlachin? So the Chilus of Yif says, the thing of Hanami, midiraisa, so even if it's not chavlachin, even if it's not chavlachin, he couldn't be tefis, because he's not his balvol. And even if it was appointed a shliach, lab balvol, so the lady could tell him, lab balvol in the diat. I mean, lab balvol in the diat. The Baal Chayv himself has his chus to be tefis. Over there is Yom Nafshi. But a stranger, only Bezdin can collect. Kiyosaf Kiyah Bezdin. But Stami Vigilante, he is grabbing for another person because he's his friend. That's against the deed. But in the case where Ruvain had, one second, where Ruvain has, let's say, a certain chosin, that if it is not grabbed, that's what the Chilus of Yif says, so then the Malva will never be able to collect it. So there is a special takonis chachomim that another person can grab it for him. Special takonis chachomim. But midirai say, even if it's not chavrachin, it couldn't be Davis. Then the Ran mentions certain rishonim, the Ran here. No, the Ran is in Bomitzia, I think. The Ran is in Bomitzia. The Ran is in Bomitzia. The Ran in Bomitzia on the Sugya of Oresa. Yeah. And the mission. What that? That is the test and the fruit. So he mentions because of a reef, it's dafe in the reef in the Mitzir, dafe on down. Because of a reef, Zal Bichu, the dafke o, umil bimokim shenechav lacherim, afil lohoy atefes neishebei lukur al mekon. Because here the Gemara is discussing atefes bochim mokim shechav lacherim, there is another mouth. But suppose there is no other Malveh, then of course, it's the proportion that Yehuda can grab on behalf of Shimon if there is no Levi. Because for Rivzal Bichuva, the Dafke Bimokim di Kepsedel Balchayt, Kigayin, Igavra di Mafsid Nirxel, Oy Oni Vierad Mchosov, Vinira li Bezden, Sheyit Yispad Mchosim Achal Yore Balchayt. If it's a special situation, that if he doesn't grab, then the Malveh will never be able to collect his debt. So there is a Takonis Chachon. B'chai Gabne Takoni Ushis Kino.
Where are you reading this?
In the Ram and in the Mukieset.
Oh.
Mukieset, not Ram. Mukieset from Tzi Andarik. Kigein Hoyo. B'chai Gabne Takoni Ushis Kino. But if there is no hardship situation, then without Chavlachin he couldn't be Davis. Because the Rebbe could tell him, Lav Alvorm Didiat. So, the Rashboi is Chilik on the Reef. because the Rashi goes out, the Mokim Pseide Achmidin Hashor Sadiri Yachlitvis. In other words, the Rif says the not the ice level, so even the Mokim Pseide it couldn't be Tiflis. And so the Rashi says, Shalom Mokim Pseide, so it couldn't be Tiflis. He agrees with them, because Rabba Vom did ya. But whereas the Rif says in the Tshuva, that even the Mokim Pseide, it's only in such a special Takonis Chachonim, otherwise it couldn't be Teifes. So the Rashboshiti is that where there is a Pseide, so then Misalat Shores Aveide, he could be Teifes, and he couldn't say Lavdol Von Didiyat. Anyway, so, in other words, but Shalom Mokim Pseide, then he couldn't be Teifes to Balchev anyway. Alright, because of Aram, Rabbi Nissim ben Reuven Zal, da fil li osi shliach likach. Er dovet nafshei shape dome. Di zochen lei li odom shaloi mi dai te bi shaloi bifon. Anyway, because I mentioned it, here from the Gemara it appears that only because of Chav Lachrine, but if it hadn't been Chav Lachrine, it certainly could be effective. So I have to mention that that's not so poshet either, that even without Chav Lachrine, so if it's not a hardship situation, it couldn't be Tiflis. But in a hardship situation, so then if it's not Chavlach, it could be Tiflis. Either Midaraisa, according to the Rashbo, or Midarabono. But the Shaila is, in a hardship situation, can it be Tiflis when it's Chavlach? But if it wouldn't be Chavlach in a hardship situation, he could be Tiflis. So here, Monefshach, so there's the other Kashi by Tiflis. So the other Kabbalah says, Monefshach, if he's considered a Balchayv David, because he owes him the Shechol, so then, how can we be concerned about the fact that it's Haftarot? It's like saying he cannot be Tefes in a hardship situation from the Levet because it's Haftarot. But the Levet owes him. So we cannot apply the Lomdes of Havlachines here to Monefshach. If it's not a chayv, so it's not a chayv. If it is a chayv, so how can we be concerned about the fact that it's Haftarot? He's the one who owes to the Eved Hashem. But the answer is, he doesn't owe. There is no chayv. It's only Hakorah Steve, but that's not a real chayv.
It's a shayv that falls into the din of Tefes of Achayv, where it's not Chav Lacherim, where it's not Seide also.
No, there's no such thing. Because then, by a real Balchid, Rabba Alvon Vidiat, that's for his Nachayachia, Rabba Alvon Vidiat. But, so you have to apply it to a case of a hardship situation. Otherwise, because of Rabba Alvon Vidiat, it couldn't be taken. The nearly the choshev tzas chayim mishum de oved lo nach nafshe kmo she pirish rab mitam lekam on almun sach bitte in ke dann in mikol anamse bin ihr aber wieder choshev tzas chayim mishum de oved lo nach nafshe und mikol mokim choshev lechav lachim shane chayim lo odin klum. So in other words, it is a chayim and it is not a chayim. What kind of a chayim is it? It's a chayim of a chorus tape. It's not a legal debt. It's not something. A real chayv means something that could be enforced by best. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a maro chayv. When I say maro, I don't mean maro. Not in the Torah, it's from the... Marally, he's bound according to the Torah to be mishacher. And that's all the Rishonim say. Even though shichul hamshacher abli is ever be'ese, that's only if he doesn't owe him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say stamina of it. So it's confused this, and as the Gemara says, that Stam Eved, the average Eved, is, the Gemara says, the average Eved is Abdidinum Karsel Shavye. I mean, there is no Akoros David, because Stam Eved.